And when we talk about tax law, we bring in Mr. Leahy. Stephen, good job on Home Sweet Home Chicago, but I hope you brought your even better game to this show.
This is a professional show.
Yeah, right. That's the warm-up. I will say, David always says that. His show is so good.
I agree with that.
He does such a good job.
It's fun. This show's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's
you know, in a different way. I like your show a lot, John, and I like the guests that you have, because as a attorney myself, you know, talking about these legal issues, it's amazing. You know, in between you and I just talk about the Constitution and all of this stuff and how it's just so interesting.
It
all
is.
Of this stuff.
The brilliance of the First Amendment as we know it, and we'll get into this in the 7 o'clock hour, to exist at a time where, first of all, the freedom of speech, as originally written in 1789, pertained to the town crier and what you said at the square or the pamphlets that you distributed. But it still holds up today in the age of the internet, TV and radio, right? And there's been a lot of court cases along the way to make that work. Same with religion. The colonies at the time, as we'll hear more from the professor in the 7 o'clock hour, colonies at the time, they had some variance in religion, but it was mainly denominations of the Protestant faith, and they were trying to make sure that each denomination would hold strong and that the government wouldn't favor them.
They were fighting amongst themselves about dominance,
right?
Who's going to dominate, you know, which sect is correct.
Let alone Catholics, Jewish,
because the
people.
Difference between Massachusetts and the Carolinas,
right?
And the difference in the religions there. So even them, just because they're all Christian, or many of them were Christian, they still had that debate, and they see so clearly to say, well, maybe we should leave that up to individuals.
It'll be a fascinating conversation.
Yes.
I had it with the professor who is Jewish yesterday, because we are now at the Sabbath at sundown, and he knew that Let's Get Legal After Dark wouldn't fit with his religious beliefs, so we pre-recorded it, and I'll play it back in the 7 o'clock hour. And then I went on a little tangent. Do you mind if I go with the listeners as well? This was a question of the day I did once months ago, because I talk about the First Amendment and how much I love it. It's so great. And I told you that it was originally billed as the Third Amendment, that the first two were never ratified by enough of the original 13 colonies to go into effect. The Second Amendment was going to be exactly how many people a congressperson represented, how they figured out that formula. Then, gosh, that didn't pass, because if it did, we'd have like 3,000 congresspeople or even more than that. The First Amendment originally proposed is now actually the 27th Amendment, the most recent one that has passed on through. The 27th Amendment is the one that states that any law that increases or decreases a salary of members of Congress can only take effect after the next election of the House of Representatives. They wanted that to be the First Amendment, but it wasn't ratified by enough states, and it was a forgotten piece of paper, a piece of parchment, until a 19-year-old student at the University of Texas at Austin in 1982, his name was Gregory Watson, he wrote a paper for his government class in which he claimed that the amendment could still be ratified. It had been ratified by some of the states. There was no specific expiration date to the ratification. Some amendments, when they are passed in Congress, say if this isn't passed in 7 years, it's null and void. This one was not. So he launched a nationwide campaign to complete the ratification, which it was on May the 5th, 1992, setting a record that I cannot imagine will ever be broken, that it took a period of 202 years, 7 months, and 10 days from the first ratification to the last. Isn't this a cool country?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That is an amazing story.
I just ate up 3 minutes of your time to be here, Stephen, with that.
Great.
I hope you don't mind.
I love that. Love that.
Oh, I love this stuff. 312-981-7200.
That kind of story like that is like someone is interested in the Constitution, reads this stuff and realize, wait, we could still pass this.
Right. It speaks volumes to the never trust the assumed belief that is out there, that I can't do this, this can't be done, or we can't do this, because sometimes no one's just thought of it. And that seems like an impossible thing to think about.
In the Constitution, there's so much. You and I were talking a little bit about recess appointments now,
because
that's an issue.
Sure will be.
And where does that fit in? And it's in the Constitution, you know, how can you use it? And you know, so all of that stuff is amazing to me.
Yeah, Article 2, Section 6 talks a lot about the president has the authority to actually dismiss or adjourn the Congress until a time that he sees fit to bring them back. Never been done.
Never been done.
but it's there. Oh, we'll have to wait and see. Okay. Brought you here to talk about taxes. You helped me out as a small business owner, small business of one. You wanted to talk about, and I'm sure you did a little bit with Mr. Hochberg, that the IRS doesn't operate anymore on this 12-month clock where it's, okay, you do your filing in March for as a business. There's going to be a season for audits. There's a season for this. You're kind of saying this is a 24/7, 52-week, 12-month operation now, right?
Absolutely. And it's because of the computers, and everybody's talking about, you know, we all know that the Inflation Reduction Act set aside $80 billion for the IRS. It's been since trimmed down to $60
billion. Yeah.
It very well may be trimmed down more now.
We'll see.
But it's really about, everybody's concerned about the people that they're going to hire to put in. But my concern really comes to computers and the systems that the IRS is using now. And that's where a lot of the money is going. And all of those systems track all of us. And it's done automatically, so you don't need people to do it. And so I talk a lot about 1099s and what they call information returns. There's some new ones. Well, new ones coming out. It's called the 1099 DA, Digital Assets, right? So this is a new one.
They're going to run out of letters.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, there's like 30-some now, right?
I think there's 27 1099s. Okay. Now, there's others also, because W-2 is an information return. Mm-hmm. Last year, more than 5 billion forms were filed with the IRS of these information returns.
330 million Americans, 5 billion forms.
Yes, and it's going up almost exponentially.
Well, then you need computers. You need AI to
check. Without it, they couldn't, right? And so a lot of these rules they had in place, they couldn't really follow because they don't have the manpower.
Do you this is a bad thing that they're getting computerized?
Well, no. I understand the answer is it's a good and bad thing.
You already know where I'm going.
I do. But again, I'm not going to say whether I think it's a bad thing. You could think it's a good thing, but it is a thing. Is my point, right? And so whether you like it or not, you are going to get contacted by the IRS throughout the year, all the time. And so you need more than just an accountant. A lot of these accountants, like, they close after April. So you got a question, you got to wait till next February when they open up again.
Stephen A. Leahy.
No, so where do you go to get your questions answered when you get a CP2000A, which is a form that you get when they match your 1099 with your tax return?
And where do you get that question answered where you're not billed $250 an hour or $500 an hour.
The answer is you could call me and I ask, but that's why I have this, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this. Go to fightbacknow.com and sign up for my email newsletter. But I also have a offer there for a membership. It's and I'm gonna say you get the first month for free. If you don't like it, you can drop it, but it's only $47 a month. And I have a lot of free gifts there, so go there, read it. Just to say maybe, I'm going to give you a bunch of gifts and I'm going to give it to you for free. Just say maybe.
But just to make sure people understand what it is that you do, is that if I pay you the monthly fee that you work out with whoever, you know, it depends on the size of the business, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. If I have a question, I call you.
Yeah.
When it's time to do the taxes, we have a relationship. Some of these forms you and your team already have, boom, yes. Easy, put on out.
I'll give you a good example. I had a gentleman call me. He got a 955 form from the IRS. This is a form that you get about with backup withholding. Backup withholding is money that you're supposed to withhold from 1099 income.
Right.
So if I'm giving a contractor money and they won't give me their tax number, I'm supposed to withhold 24% of whatever the money I give him. So in this case, I have a client.
I'm supposed to do it on the front end as if he was like a payrolled employee.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Right. And it's not on a 941 form. And I don't want to get too
technical. Too many numbers.
But right. So there's the payroll taxes are you report on a form. There's a different form for reporting with what they call backup withholding. And this is a gentleman who has a law firm has a very long list of contractors every year, and whoever filled out the form didn't give complete tax numbers. So then he gets this form from the IRS to say, oh, by the way, you didn't give us the $240,000 that was supposed to be paid on with these with this 1099 mm-hmm. forms because you didn't have their tax numbers. Of course, it's an error, but he tried to fix it himself. And this is an attorney for over 8 months. And 8 months later, he's like, Steve, I need help on this. I can't get it fixed.
Right.
They're not fixing it. And it seems like such an easy thing. Well, it's obvious that I have this, but it's $200,000. It's a lot of money.
Right. And I guess the overall point is if someone is subscribing to what you do and as a member of your team,
yes,
your team can flag those sorts of things. You can have conversations where if I do get a form in July, someone on your team is going to be able to answer, and then it all is in one shop all year round.
Exactly.
So you're not just doing it in March and then, oh man, you get a letter or something. You're going to get one at some point.
Exactly.
And then you're trying to call the big box CPA that tried to help you, and they're nowhere to be found.
And oftentimes they don't even know these things because they don't even run into that.
Right.
Right. So they know tax returns and not this other thing. Right. And because this has to do with collections and all of this. And the IRS has so many different areas, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah. Fightbacknow.com. We got to take a break, Stephen A. Leahy. I want to talk a little about property taxes, expand more on this. Get your questions in. 312-981-7200. Got a tax question? You're a small business owner? Something squirrely happening? Call us. 312-981-7200. We'll answer it here on Let's Get Legal After Dark. 627 on WGN. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. After Dark here. You should listen to the Let's Get Legal After Dark between the commercial break podcast that Stephen and I should be doing, our discussion of politics from two different sides of the equation, perhaps, but always respectful conversations.
Absolutely.
Stephen, I love that about you and our conversations.
I do, too. I look forward to it.
I like jousting with you.
It's beautiful out there today, John. Remember, I was here for the...
I was just going to say, let me set this up, because we have the Festival of Lights coming up next Saturday. That's when Mickey and Minnie and the fireworks go off. We were in this studio, Studio D, in which the guest, if you can visualize this, listeners, looks to the west along the Chicago River towards Michigan Avenue. I'm interviewing Steve, and I can't see behind me. I'm looking right at him, and he cannot answer a single question of mine on the radio show. And I'm wondering why, and I can notice in his eyes the glistening of flashing lights, realizing that the fireworks were going off at Michigan Avenue, and Steven, you couldn't focus.
It's right there in front of me. It was beautiful.
You were like a six-year-old. Like, you would start to answer, you'd be like, ooh.
It was beautiful.
It was. So we missed it by 1 week to recreate the same thing. We got about a minute and a half before the news, and I do want to remind folks, 312-981-7200, tax questions, whatever it may be. Just a minute here. Plug, you're doing something with property taxes now?
You know, I help people with property taxes a lot. I have a site that if you go to, it's chicagotaxteam.com/taxman. You could fill out a simple form, put in your property address, and I could very quickly estimate whether you can save money on your taxes.
Really?
Yes. In Cook County and Lake County. Those are the two that are in the database that I'm working with a gentleman with. And so you could get it fairly quickly.
Is that free?
It's free, yeah.
So then if you see that there's a discrepancy, or they do, can they hire you?
You can hire me, or you can do it yourself. You know,
it's hard.
It's hard, yes.
It's nice to have it. I love that you do that for people.
Residential property taxes is not a really lucrative field.
Right.
You know, it really isn't. It's and I've saved a lot of money for some people, but not all the time, right? There's not a lot of money at stake a lot of time. For you as a homeowner, you know, $1,000 here, $2,000 there, but to hire a lawyer for that, hard to do.
Right. Right.
So it's not a really lucrative field, but I wanted to put this out there because it's available and you could at least see, because I'm getting so many calls about this.
Oh, I bet. ChicagoTaxTeam.com. And you can go to /taxman too. I just, ChicagoTaxTeam.com brought me right where I needed. FightBackNow.com is where you can access all of Stephen's broader things to helping out small businesses. And we'll get your questions next. 312-981-7200. Ron Brown standing by with our news here on 720 WGN. All right. 312-981-7200. Someone was having, they thought, issues with the site. I then sent them the correct site, ChicagoTaxTeam.com/taxman. And they're going to properly be able to then go.
If you're having a problem with the site, just shoot me a call, and I'll make sure that you get in. So
works for me. Okay. Always try another browser. Yeah. I was having a problem with one the other day. Restarted my computer 3 times. I'm going to go to another browser. It worked just fine. And that's where you help out people with the property taxes, just to kind of get a sense, because I think people take a look at their bill and they go, this can't possibly be.
Exactly. But, and I get so many calls like, man, I got, but it just went up so high, it can't be right. And unfortunately, everybody's is going up. And so it's a very good chance that it is right. But you can always, what this does is it just looks at your property around your area and gives you a kind of an idea of what everybody else is paying.
Right.
And then compares to it.
847 wants to know, I drive for Lyft. Could I start my own company and be an employee of myself instead of paying payroll taxes, self-employment taxes every year?
The answer is I recommend that.
Really?
Yes.
Explain that a little bit.
Now, again, it might be that you don't, your income, and I've known Lyft drivers who make a pretty good living.
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer is anybody who is a 1099, you should probably think about some sort of business. If you're going to do a business like you're talking about and pay yourself, you have to be a subchapter S company.
S right? Corp.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Not an LLC, not a one-member LLC. You can't pay yourself as a employee as an LLC. So you want to be an S Corp, and then you can start a payroll, and I use payroll company, and they do all the paperwork, and because there's a lot of paperwork with that. You know, you got 940 forms, 941 forms. But yes, you can reduce your self-employment tax. Self-employment tax is that portion that your employer usually splits with you if you're a W-2 employee. So if you're the owner, you're going to pay both sides.
Right.
But there's still going to be some money that's not paid as wages, and that money is not subject to a self-employment tax. So you save yourself some money, and that's 15% of could be a fairly good amount.
Can I add one more thing that I like about an S Corp? You can start a SEP IRA, a self-employment IRA, up to 25% of your income, up to like $67,000 a year. That is way higher than you can contribute to a 401k. Yeah. So if you are a 1099 majority employee, or even if you do some W-2, some 1099, boy, I could not recommend being an S Corp more. Just for the sense that you then get to pay yourself into a SEP IRA. And those payments into the SEP IRA are business expenses.
It reduces your income.
It reduces your income.
And that means it reduces your taxes.
That's what we all like to see.
And that's a great thing about S Corps. Not only this, but then you get a lot of business deductions that you might otherwise not get. And then you can, so you can save yourself there too, right? Because expenses are deductible. And that's what I think about small business owners. Everybody thinks that they're taking advantage of the tax system. In my experience, small business owners, and I don't like to call them, I just call them business owners, right? Business owners overpay their taxes because they're not taking advantage of the rules that are out there,
right?
That are designed for you for your company to prosper. It's hard enough to pay the taxes you have to pay. And so many companies are paying taxes they don't have to pay,
right?
Because they're not taking the deductions right correctly.
Maybe you're a business owner, you do primarily all the work in the basement of your home, and you had to make major improvements to that part of your home for your business. I don't know what the situations are. You know, some people, you'll want someone professional like the team at Stephen A. Leahy to make sure you're doing everything right, but people are missing out on potential deductions there.
I agree. And it goes on and on and on. Lots of things you can do if you plan it right. And then you have to, and this is what we were talking about with the IRS on, you know, with tracking you now. The key thing for any business, first I always say compliance, which means file your taxes on time.
Right.
And pay your taxes on time. But the key thing now is going to be record keeping. You got to keep good records, because they have records, right? And I've helped people with audits. Okay, so if people get audited, and I just mentioned that you can have all these deductions that are totally illegal and above board, but if you don't have the what they call substantiation,
the proof.
If you don't have that, you don't get the deduction.
Right.
And so then what happens then? Well, then you pay tax on that money that should have been a deduction. Now you're going to pay tax on it, right? And if you're 25-30%, you know, all of a sudden you're paying 30% of that money that was supposed to help your business be profitable. Now it's not profitable.
Right. What you're saying is you take a deduction and the IRS goes, wait, what's this one? You're not going to jail. But if you say, I don't have the receipt for this, they go, well, that's not, nope. So you owe 25% of that, yep, or 30% of that, and then they start adding
them up,
right?
And then you get that deficiency at the end. They give you a notice.
For any small business owner, Stephen, that is starting to sweat when they hear that, know that a team like yours really helps define it for people and help them out. And that it is a little daunting, and it's not their fault that it's daunting. It is daunting. People that are small, that are business owners, they know their business. They know they love their craft business. They're good at that. They love their restaurant. They make cologne, whatever it may be. They know that very well. Exactly. We're not all wired to also know how to run the business.
Well, how can you?
Yeah, right?
You can't know everything.
You can't. And this I've tried.
You know what? I think I've talked about this on the show. One of my favorite books is Who, Not How, right? So you have to start asking. So if you've never heard of that book, look it up. It's like you have to stop asking yourself, how do I do this? And start asking yourself, who can help me do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do everything by yourself. And as a business owner, right, we kind of take it all on our shoulders and try to do it all. And some things get pushed to the side. And sometimes that's record keeping. And then it comes time to do your taxes and you don't have your records in place. And then you ask for an extension and all of a sudden it's 2 years that you've done that. It's 3 years. And I have people, they haven't filed in 5 years. They haven't filed in 6 years. Not because they're trying to cheat anybody.
No.
And I always hear that, you know, they're not cheating. They just don't know what to do and they're lost.
They're trying to run their coffee shop.
And they're lost and they don't know what to do.
They got to make the donuts.
Exactly. Got to make the donuts. Exactly.
You know what I also learned about calling people when you need help in home renovation? We've been doing the basement, redoing it from scratch. You know what I learned I should never try and do? Electricity.
I was just going to say that.
Luckily, I didn't get too far to get shocked.
Well, you're here today.
I'm here today. But I'm saying, yeah, outsource where you need to outsource. And I was going to say something like having people do your taxes. I'm a business owner as an S Corp, and I don't mind calling myself a small business owner. It's just me, Stephen. So I am small. That's tax deductible. My payment to my tax guy.
Yeah.
Because it's my business paying for it.
That's exactly. It's a business expense.
Because
you need taxes to get done, right?
Yeah.
So it's so important. And again, you know, you got to think about it's like hiring someone to do something for you, or having a lot of companies will hire a bookkeeper,
mm-hmm,
right? But you don't have to. You can find somebody to help
online,
you.
Or online, yes, services do.
Yeah, yeah. We're
great
doing
job.
More and more bookkeeping. Why? Because so many companies, they need it.
They need it.
And I was always one, you know, I use QuickBooks online and I always recommend that.
It's great.
And you can use it. A lot of people could do it themselves, but what I'm finding out, a lot of people can't.
It's hard.
QuickBooks
is complicated,
yes,
too.
It can be. And so, you know, we're getting more and more into that because my clients need it.
Yeah.
And you got to have good record keeping, I keep saying.
But your team's also good at knowing QuickBooks, because I remember they were asking me to run a report. I didn't know how to do that. No problem. They told me exactly what to do it. So, yeah, they really did it all. I can't recommend you and your team enough, Stephen. You really helped me out.
Well, good. I'm glad, John. I'm glad we could help you.
Fightbacknow.com is where you can go for more. Question from the 630. Why don't I give the question, leave you think it over during the commercial break, Stephen. I was issued a certificate of error from the Cook County Assessor's Office. How long does it take to get the actual refund from that point? Let's take a break. Stephen may know the answer. He might not. We'll find out next on Let's Get Legal After Dark. 6:50 on WGN. We really do need to run the mics at some point here in the commercial break. Hello, everyone. It's John Hanson, Stephen A. Leahy, fightbacknow.com, where he helps out so many small businesses and now helping out people with some of their property tax stuff. That website, chicagotaxteam.com/taxman. Someone mentioned that they were confused just because instead of an address, it said affiliate code.
Okay, so
what
I
does
have
that
to,
mean?
You have to call my office, and I forgot about the affiliate code.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that, you know, because I have a gentleman that I work with on this, that's his database, right?
Ah.
And so I have an affiliate code because I'm an affiliate of that. And I forgot to put the affiliate code.
Okay, so you'll tinker with the website.
But I think it might work if you do it anyway, because I think it might be in the code. When I did that, when you hit the submit button, mm-hmm. it might be in the code with the submit button. I made this some years ago.
Oh, okay,
this I do my own websites.
Why don't you?
I do, but that's
wait. What about who, not how?
I know that's
Steven.
That's
you just
why
told,
I'm having edits.
You just told us to outsource it.
I don't know if you know this, John, but I have a master's degree in information technology law.
Do you really?
I do. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Information.
I don't know.
You have a master's degree?
No, I remember by the time I was in, when I got that, it was the .com boom, and actually information technology had to do a lot with privacy and digital privacy, and that's an area I'm very interested in, you know, cybersecurity, and it actually comes. Works very well with my practice of taxes, because what's more private than taxes, right? So I better make sure that my systems are as tight as possible.
Yeah,
and because I have all my clients' most precious digital assets, right? And so it's important.
You're such an interesting guy, Stephen. Because what was your first job?
Well, it wasn't my first job, but I was an iron worker.
You were an iron worker. That's what I was getting at. And here you are, a lawyer. You went to law school. You have an MBA a master's in information technology security, something that you don't even know what it is. You run a tax firm, and you're a generation iron worker too.
A third generation. My dad, my dad, and my grandfather. So.
I think that's what makes you good at what you do.
That was such a great experience for me. I was an iron worker for some years, but many of the because we have a very small local, and many of the guys I never knew my grandfather, but they all knew my grandfather.
Whoa!
So when you go meet guys who knew who worked with your grandfather,
that's cool.
So you hear stories that you won't hear around the table
at Thanksgiving.
No,
yeah,
nobody's gonna. Your family doesn't even know these stories.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I think that you bring that toughness. I mean, it's right in the name, fightbacknow.com. But you bring that appreciation for the working man and woman to what you do. And you and I may disagree about the role of government, but I never question your belief system that I imagine is rooted from the fact that your parents were small business owners and you have steel literally in your blood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my next one, I would talk about my grandmother who owned a dog grooming business.
Right.
And, you know, when I was growing up, you know, her business was thriving. Back in those days. Now, you know, 1960s, I was the third child. My mom was 20 when I was born. And my dad and my mom were getting divorced when I was born. So you think things are going to be tough for me. But they really weren't, because I had my grandmother who had her business. And then my mom took over that business. So, my family was always entrepreneurial. And you know, and again, that's why in my commercial, I say, you know, it's personal to me. It is personal to me. And when you're my client, John, it's personal to me, right? Because you're my client. It's important.
Well, we're friends too,
yeah.
Stephen, right?
No, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, I appreciate that. No, that's why I always resonate. I love talking with you because you have such a unique history. We didn't answer the question. 630, I was issued a certificate of error from the Cook County Assessor's Office. How long does it take to get the actual refund at that point? That's Katrina, who's like, I don't care if you were a steel worker. I had a question you teased before the break. What did you find out?
I'm going to tell you that I was an iron worker, not a steel worker.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's a difference.
Sorry.
But anyway, to iron workers, it makes a difference.
You're
to
right.
steel workers, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
To most of us, to most others, it doesn't. But, you know, anyway, they say, the Cook County Assessor says, you know, 6 to 10 weeks. Is that the way, that's how long it's going to take to process? When am I going to get the money? Now, I can tell you that I've done these, and and after COVID, it took a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm always hesitant to give any numbers and say, hey, this, because if I tell you, you know, it'll be, you know, 12 weeks and you don't get in 12 weeks, like, hey, you know, that Leahy, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right. But so, that's what they say.
Yeah. That's what they say, yes. And so, you know, again, it's Cook County. We never know.
There's like a built-in at 30%.
Something
like that. That's the Cook County way. We still love it, though, don't we?
We do.
We do love it, despite all of Hochberg's rants and everything. And I think that's why he gets fired up about it, you get fired up about it. We love this city and this place.
I do love it, and it's such a big part of my life. As I look out the window, I lived here in River North for much of my adult life here.
Right.
So this is it's home.
All right, fightbacknow.com. We talked a lot about your personal life too, Stephen. We really, after dark, we got deep, which I liked. Fightbacknow.com is where you want people to go. What should they be signing up for the newsletter too, right?
If you go to fightbacknow.com, if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see that there's a free newsletter. And you can sign up. It's a daily newsletter. I send stuff out. Motivational, productivity, marketing, tax.
It's good stuff.
You know, so that I share with people. On the top, there's a button. It's called the MIGFI. The most incredible free gift ever. And I'm offering free things because I'm trying to say, hey, I'll give you all of these things. For instance, a discount on tax returns, a copy of my book, a bunch of other discount to QuickBooks, for instance, all these types of things, just to say, let's check it out. Maybe I'll join. And then if you decide to join, we'd love to have you. I do master classes once a month, and you're free to come in and ask me any questions you want. So if you're having a tax problem, or even if you are running a business and you have questions, well, that's what this is for, okay? It's $47 a month. Think about why it might be 47.
Oh, God, Stephen.
Anyway.
I just got that. You should have said that. There's some listeners that are not going to click.
Some listeners won't like me.
Hey, no, they will.
No, some of us won't, but that's fine. You know how I am, John.
We disagree on politics a lot of times. I still love you to death, my friend.
And I love you too, John.
You're a good man. After dark. Let's take a break, and thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.